Week two of the coaches show, and Trent Kraxner back here with you, and we're talking with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. And coach, a tough one last week. You guys lost 40-11 to a good Sacred Heart team. From your perspective on the sideline, what did you see out there?
Yeah, Sacred Heart's definitely improved from where they were last year. They got a lot of kids back. They got really good size and speed across the field on both sides of the ball. So I don't want to take anything away from them, but that being said, we obviously didn't play our best football. You know, we lost our quarterback, Ben Miller, about third play of the game. He's a very key contributor for us on both sides of the ball. So we had our freshman, Dayton Turner, step in, and he did an honorable job, but, you know, was not quite ready to play on Friday nights yet. But that still doesn't give any excuse for some of the things and the way that we played on defense. Once we kind of faced a little bit of adversity, we kind of hung our heads there for a little bit in the first half.
And what kind of positives, when you go back and look at film, what kind of positives do you take away from what your team did do well last Friday?
I think probably one of the things I was most proud of was the way we kind of reset ourselves at halftime. Like I said, that towards the end of the first quarter and that whole second quarter was probably some of the most adversity that I've ever seen in a football game that we had to face there. A lot of turnovers, losing our quarterback, just a bunch of different things here and there. But we went into halftime, kind of reset ourselves, refocused ourselves. I thought we did a good job in the second half, shutting them out on defense, not letting them score again. We were able to move the ball a little bit, but some of those issues with our timing and snap issues and stuff like that kind of prevented us from finishing some drives here and there. So I think overall I was proud of the way that we finished, but, you know, you got to be able to play four quarters, not just two.
And we're here talking with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, and, you know, we're here on Wednesday now, and you feel like things have been smoother in practice with your guys now, knowing with that adversity, they've looked better this week?
I thought Saturday they responded pretty well to the film that we watched. And then Monday night at practice, I thought everybody had a pretty good attitude, was willing to work on the things that needed fixed. And I was feeling much better. With the heat yesterday, we practiced before school and didn't have our best practice. I think some of the – maybe this, I'm hoping it's more schedule than anything. But now with kind of relief in the heat, we're looking forward to getting back to a normal schedule these last 2 days of the week here before our game. So I think overall they know that Friday night wasn't good enough and we have to take another step to get things done at practice and make sure that we don't repeat that.
And they'll be taking on the Donovan West Mustangs in a league matchup on Friday, and we'll talk with Coach Trimble about that right after this break. Back here with Coach Trimble, the Valley Heights Mustangs football head coach, is brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. This locker room chat, and coach, facing a Donovan West team that lost a close game last Friday on against Onega 24-20. And from that film, what have you seen?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be improved from last year as well. You know, they were a really young team last year. They return a lot of starters on both sides of the ball, and all those guys are just a year older, a year bigger, faster, and stronger. So we're going to definitely have to play well to be able to rebound from last Friday. They're going to have a tailback that's really good-sized kid that runs really hard. We're going to have to tackle better than we did last week. And then we're just going to have to do a better job of maintaining the ball on offense, sustaining drives so that we can try to get the ball to our good athletes that are on the field and at the same time try to keep our defense off the field and put them in better spots as well. So if we don't show up to play well, it could be another long night because I don't think that we're going to have our quarterback back until the week after. But I do think that with a week of practice here, Dayton should be much better than last week.
And what are you looking for your guys specifically to this week as a roadmap of improvement compared to last Friday and as you head into this league matchup?
Probably the biggest thing is we need to play better on defense. Offense is what it is. We had a lot of issues with our snaps and our timings when Dayton had to take over. I think we're going to get that fixed this week at practice. Because I felt like we played pretty good on the offensive line, and obviously we still got some good guys in the backfield that can do things when everything's clicking. But I'd say the biggest thing is we got to play better on defense. There's real no excuse for giving up 40 points before halftime, so the tackling's got to be better. And a little bit maybe the effort and focus has got to be better, especially when things don't necessarily go our way.
All right, Coach, best of luck this Friday.
All right, thank you.